It's 2 o'clock and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash and I'm your host, Erin. It is almost the end of 2024. The end is nigh. I am a parallel universe believer, putting it out there. Please do not switch away. If you've already left, that's your loss. But I don't know, for some reason I think this is a crazy universe that we're living in. I think this is a crazy parallel timeline. I think that we have jumped quite a bit. People say it's like there's like that trend meme going around where it's me in 2024 and then me in January of 2024 and then me in like November of 2024, and they're like shocked, they look haunted, have like a 1,000-yard stare, 100-yard stare. I don't know my metrics. I'm not a mathematician, guys. But yeah, and I didn't think that I fell into that, but I think this has been a very developmental year for me on a personal level, on an individual level. As a Western as I am, on an individual level. But I don't know. I don't think I've had crazy things happen to me, but who knows? Maybe January 2024 me would be shocked and terrified, but also a little proud, I think. I think I've done an equal amount of going backwards and forwards in my self-development. And I hope that you have also had a fantastic year, however traumatizing it may have been. But I hope that you come out of it stronger and better off. And I hope you're having a fantastic holiday season as well. It's December 27th, I hope. It's December 27th. The year's almost done. Fresh start. I hope everyone has their like bingo predictions ready to go. My roommate and I tried to do it last year, but we never like really followed through. But this year, we've got it written down. We have our predictions in. Maybe I'll share some of them with you. Maybe not on air. Maybe they're not appropriate for that. But maybe we'll see. I'll have to double check my list, and then who knows when I come back. I may share some of those with you. Or maybe on shameless plug, Whiplash _ CFRC, could be .CFRC, I don't know, but you'll see me with my big mouth open as a profile photo. Up first, I mostly indie pop rock stuff, but later on some really, really cool things that I'm excited to delve into and tell you where I found some of these really cool tracks. Up first is Autopilot by Theo Moss.
Try again another day, pull
You just heard Slow Down by Half Happy. They are sort of like a dream pop group from Cardiff, Wales. And then before that, you heard a shoegazier song by Astriel called Lover and the Sea off of their 2006 album Fragments of the Same Dead Star. That's such a wicked title. I love it. Sorry, it just reminded me of Caesar Flickerman from The Hunger Games. I do quote that character a lot. Probably one of my favorite characters in fictional history. Partially because of Stanley Tucci, but besides that, I found Astriel and a lot of other artists, particularly Singaporean artists, through I don't know, I like to do this thing where I just scroll through playlist after playlist after playlist, and I was really, really looking for music in other languages, other cultures, that kind of thing, and then I stumbled across an API playlist for Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And clicked on that because I recognized the image of the artist that they had, and thought maybe I'd check out their music because I see them a lot on social media. However, I didn't end up checking out their music. I ended up going down this like niche rabbit hole of like forgotten or maybe even not even recognized over here, but like early to mid 2000s like shoegaze, noise, and indie groups from Singapore. So stay tuned for that, because I'm really excited to share that music, and I hope that you enjoyed as well. And then I started that set off with Autopilot by Theo Moss. If you are just tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. Originally, for these past couple weeks, I was going to kind of do not necessarily like a Christmas theme, because last year I did a Christmas thing and, you know, not everyone celebrates it. So this year I was like, why don't I do kind of like a holiday and like winter thing, and maybe put songs about like snow and how cold it is and how sad we are in the winter because there's no sun. And then I ended up just making one holiday playlist, which I thoroughly enjoyed and I thought was really relaxing and ambient. Not ambient, it had ambiance. Is that the same root? I don't know. And then I made that, got my fix. I hope that you did too. I'm sure there are a lot of other programmers that are doing more holiday specific stuff, but I don't know, I'm not feeling it anymore. So I'm kind of just doing whatever I want. And up next is Needle in the Red by Data Animal. I probably found them on like a post-punk playlist somewhere. Like I said, I've just been procrastinating studying over the last couple weeks and found some really cool stuff by just digging and digging and digging myself into a hole academically. But I'm thriving elsewhere. So you give and you take. But yeah, Needle in the Red by Data Animal, and they're a group, if I'm remembering correctly, and yes, I know how to pronounce remember, if I'm remembering correctly, they are maybe originally from New Zealand, but now they're in Berlin, because I don't really know why you would do the opposite if you're trying to make it for yourself in music. So yeah, I'm gonna assume that. I'm gonna assume that they're from New Zealand and now they're in Berlin, but I don't know. I really, really like this sound that they have off of their, well, this song is off of their album Future Primitive, but they just released another album called Chemical Cowboy in like October of this year, 2024. Oh my gosh, won't be able to say that for much longer. But yeah, October of 2024, and the artwork for these guys is pretty cool. Kind of makes me wish that I was able to kind of like do art. I used to sketch and stuff, but it was like pretty loser course stuff. It's like, oh, I'm such a weirdo and like nobody gets how like abstract and cool this is. But anyway, for the third time, this is Needle in the Red by Data Animal on CFRC 101.9 FM.
bit better. Try taking life day to day. Cause I'm not an aeroplane. I can't fly away. I'm not an aeroplane. I can't fly away.
He's alright, love.
Skull Crusher with Song for Nick Drake. Before that was Everybody Loves the Loser by Nicholas Cangiano, who is a singer from Montreal. I resonate deeply with the title and the lyrics. I too have loved self-proclaimed losers. And it's known that my type is losers, so if you think you're a loser, you might stand a chance. And before that was Who's There by Jim Bryson off of his new EP, Combinations 1 plus 1 is 2. And before that was Machiavellian by Jungle Breed, who are a threesome from Australia. And they have a new album out, I believe I just got this from, called Winona Papaloma, which is taken from a Kath and Kim episode. If you haven't heard of Kath and Kim, definitely go check it out. I'm sure there are some free episodes or some like best of compilation clips circulating around YouTube. It is really funny. And before that was Needle in the Red by Data Animal with a little bit of data punk is what they describe themselves at. And it was really loud and then it got really quiet. Up next is a song that I don't know how I missed the promotion for this, because I went back to Julia Jacklin's Instagram and saw that they had kind of been teasing this and promoting this since October, and I was like, I actually am very, very, very up to date with your social media. How did I miss this? And so this was basically a surprise drop for me, which is probably for the better, because I think it released way more dopamine. As you can see, I studied very hard for my exams. And yeah, it's basically a collaborative cover. My mind goes faster than my mouth can keep up with. If I could only communicate telepathically, that could translate through waves to your guys' brains, would be super awesome. But anyway, this is a cover of Good Guy, which is one of my favorite songs by Julia Jacklin, off of her album Crushing. So perfect. Goes hand in hand with Nick Drake. So perfect for just people who are feeling a little bit lost, you know? Oh, I love Crushing so much. It's definitely one of my favorite albums. But anyway, I forgot to see who the collaborator was. It's Faye Webster. And controversial opinion, I haven't loved everything that Faye Webster has put out in the last year or two. Meaning like Underdress at the Symphony. It just didn't hit for me the way that her past albums have. Some of her collabs I think were definitely fun, but ultimately I don't really listen to them. So this came out of nowhere, and like I said, I don't think I could get a better gift at all than this gorgeous pristine clear clarity. As soon as I start playing this, you're gonna understand what I mean. Like, it's just so gorgeous. But yeah, enough talking about it. This is Good Guy by Julia Jacklin featuring Faye Webster on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Even if you don't feel it. is for a night. Even if you don't feel it, tell me I'm everything that you could find.
I don't know why. kiss.
So
I just wanted to hop on and say that I had no idea how far I was into this hour. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to play what I would like to, so it's cut a bit short. Anyway, so this is You Know That I Love You, I Do by The Psych Fies and Jerry Ledger. And then before that is Ginkgo by Pinchico, who I would have loved to have told you the background about, but unfortunately I don't have time, so maybe I'll have to play another one of their songs and get to that. Before that was Matching Sweater Date by Anyone Awake, and then, of course, my favorite gift of the year, or holiday season so far, which is Good Guy by Julia Jacklin featuring Faye Webster. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Whiplash, and if you haven't, doesn't matter, come back next week, it'll be completely different. Happy holidays, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your weekend. This is Pig by Villager and Waleed on CFRC 101.9 FM, and please head over to cfrc.ca to donate before December 31st, and then you can be entered into a raffle to win some really, really cool prizes and stuff from really cool people and businesses around Kingston. Take care. Love ya. Mwah.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit cfrc.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from